Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, Chinese nationalists have rallied to support the city's besieged police force as it battles months of anti-government protests. Speaking to the ABC, the pro-Beijing activists have accused American spies of whipping up trouble in the former British colony. Andrew Green reports.
In the centre of Hong Kong, a well-organised show of support for a government and police force struggling to maintain control. Unlike the huge pro-democracy marches here, these counter-rallies are not widely publicised. But when they occur, hundreds, if not thousands, of Chinese Communist Party sympathisers quickly appear. Many locals who attend don't want to be identified through fear of retribution.
I am coming here to support the police. Most of them are good people. Yeah, they help us to save the Hong Kong. Because now they unite many, many rioters. They hurt the citizens.
There are occasional foreigners who show up too.
They won't dare to touch a foreigner. But a lot of those guys right here, they are very brave because they dare to come out and speak. And right now it's extremely dangerous.
Angelo Giuliano has lived in mainland China for 25 years. He believes American spies are now trying to undermine Beijing's control of this territory.
And the CIA are here in Hong Kong, and I believe there's probably a few hundred agents.
It's a theory supported by others in the crowd.
The Americans give Hong Kong, some of the people, a lot of support, like NED or CIA, something like that.
Call police!
Earlier, the passionate crowd had gathered outside Hong Kong's police headquarters.
What brought you here today?
No, we go to support the police because in the last 5 months, they got a lot of trouble in Hong Kong. The police working very hard and we go to support them. They look after our people in Hong Kong. So today, we get all my friends, all the supporters to support them.
That's pro-China activist Jimmy Wong speaking there with our correspondent Andrew Green in Hong Kong.